From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. No Republicans voted for the American Rescue Plan Act when it passed in Congress, but the Republicans who run the Greene County Legislature sure love touting the local benefits of the bill signed by President Joe Biden. Liz Montgomery reports in Porcupine Sioux that Greene County is now using funds from the American Rescue Plan Act to add broadband service in mountaintop locations in the towns of Catskill, Durham, Windham, Ashland, and Prattsville. Mid-Hudson Cable, Margaretville Telephone Company, and Charter Communications are getting $2.2 million to provide service in areas they have so far deemed unprofitable. Patrick Linger, chair of the Greene County Legislature, said, and I quote, "Greene County is able to make this important infrastructure investment with a portion of the federal funding it received under the American Rescue Plan Act," end quote. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "The availability of ARPA funds from the federal government makes this the perfect opportunity to invest in our infrastructure," end quote. About 1,400 addresses will get broadband service along 112 miles of roadway sometime in 2023 or 2024. And you can read the full story in Porcupine Sioux. Mark Weiner at Syracuse.com reports that Republican Brandon Williams will win the 22nd congressional district election in central New York over Democrat Francis Canole. "This is the last congressional election to be called in New York, and it means it is very likely that Republicans will control the House of Representatives when all the national election results are final. New York voters can partially take credit for turning over power to the Republicans, with two Hudson Valley-based congressional seats flipping from Democrat to Republicans. Democrat Josh Riley lost to Mark Molinaro in the 19th congressional district, flipping a district previously represented by Democrat Antonio Delegato. And Sean Maloney, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee chair, lost to Republican Assemblyperson Mike Lawler in the 17th congressional district. Republican Representative John Katko retired from his 22nd district seat after voting to impeach former President Donald Trump and having little chance to win a primary election. New York's congressional delegation will now be 15 Democrats and 11 Republicans, the most seats the Republicans have held since 2001-2003. Read more about this story at Syracuse.com. The Greene County Department of Health reported another local COVID-19 death on November 14th. That makes 140 dead in Greene County from COVID-19 since the pandemic began. A week ago on November 7th, Greene County reported two more COVID-19 deaths. While the Greene County Department of Health social media page reports these deaths, the same page has not had any updates about vaccines, which can prevent COVID-19 deaths, since October 23rd. New York's major hunting season begins November 19th. In the southern zone, which includes the Catskills, deer and bear hunting seasons continues through December 11th. After that, late bow hunting and muzzle loading season run from December 12th through December 20th and again from December 26th through January 1st. Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "With most public land across New York State open to multiple forms of recreation, from hiking and nature photography to hunting and trapping, visitors should be cautious, courteous, and responsible when sharing the woods to ensure a safe and enjoyable experience. DEC encourages all visitors to review the safety guidelines for hunting and recreating in the woods before going afield and respectfully sharing the outdoors with others," end quote. While hunters using a firearm must wear hunter orange or pink, the DEC suggests those colors might be good for family dogs, too. See the New York Department of Environmental Conservation website for more information about hunting season in New York. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.